The new film, Brittany Runs a Marathon, tells the story of a heavy woman who course-corrects her life in part by losing weight and running the New York City Marathon. It's a classic before-and-after story, like many in pop culture before it, but Kate Brown from Bloomington wants people to know there are other ways to reach a marathon goal and other ways to think about fitness inspiration. Brown is a writer who focuses on pop culture and body image. She recently wrote a piece in Runner's World called What Brittany Runs a Marathon Gets Wrong About Running While Fat. She spoke to WGLT student reporter Jolie Sherman.
And when I saw the trailer, it looked a lot like any other movie or TV show I'd ever seen about someone who might be larger bodied, fat, or overweight, and then they want to get their life in order, and then they turn to running or some other kind of exercise. And my PhD is in autobiographical rhetoric, which means I'm really interested in how people talk and write about themselves, and specifically these before and after success stories that we see everywhere. I read over 300 of them, you know, doing my research, and it looked like the same kind of storytelling that I've been seeing over and over and over again, where body size and quality of life are interconnected, so that the bigger you are, the less quality of life you have, the smaller you are, the better your quality of life. And I saw that happening in the movie.
Reading your article, the very beginning, like, made me emotional, because you expressed yourself that when you go into a running store, people there don't necessarily consider you to be a runner. When you tell them, I'm a runner, what kind of reactions do you get, and how does that make you feel?
Most of the time, it's the scrunchy face and maybe a head cock, like, oh, really? There's a lot of that. Sometimes there's a challenge. People are really worried about me. They say, oh, is that something you should be doing? Did you go to the doctor and have that cleared? You know, there's a little bit of health trolling there. A lot of times, though, people are kind of excited, which is a bit of a juxtaposition. They like that I am a runner. They want me to be out there running, but that's because of the way I look. They're not used to seeing people who look like me, and they don't realize that there are lots of different body types in running. And so I become an inspiration for people, which is a little bit odd because I'm just out here trying to live my life just like everybody else. But the more we see people who go against what we believe about a person who does a certain kind of activity, the more unusual it seems. So sometimes I take these inspirational stories, and when you really break it down, you know, you'll see something like person with cerebral palsy climbs a mountain. And you're like, well, how does that make them any different than anybody else who climbs a mountain just because they have, you know, some kind of what you perceive to be a physical limitation? So those are the top three reactions I get to revealing myself as a runner.
How did you find running, and what inspired you to pick it up as a hobby?
Well, it was during my dissertation research where I was actually studying circus history, and, you know, Bloomington Normal is a great place to do that. And I was really interested in the freak show and how they would sell bodies. You know, we have this idea of the freak show as people being very unusual or out of place, and I wanted to know how they sold that difference as part of the show. And I started noticing patterns between the way that they would sell bodies in the freak show and the way that they would sell bodies in fitness advertising, which is basically you look at someone and you go, oh, they're really fit and wonderful and their life must be so great. And there's a disconnect between you and that person. You say, oh, I want that, so I'm going to do the things that they've done. And I thought, how is this not a freak show? And if it's stories that we're telling about bodies and difference and what normal means, could we change those stories? So I kind of took my own personal research and thought, well, where have I been telling myself that I don't belong? And running was probably the number one, because I had this idea of this is what a body looks like, that, you know, for someone who's a runner, and that is not me. So what if I was wrong about that? And so I showed up at a running event, and that's where I found all different kinds of people who are doing this. And I thought, well, that confirms my suspicion that this is just a story we've been telling. It doesn't actually reflect reality.
How many marathons have you participated in?
That's a great question. I have participated. That's a great way to phrase it too. I've participated in one marathon.
Still, I mean, those are feats. Like, that's a full 26 miles, right?
It's a big deal. I I considered myself a runner. You know, it's kind of like people who write, but they don't consider themselves authors because that's a whole different world, right? And the whole time I was running since 2014, I thought of myself as a runner. And that just meant I would go to training. I mean, regularly, all year long, go to trainings, go to 5Ks, do different kinds of events. But when it came to anything longer than that, I thought, oh no, I can't do that. And then my brother started doing they have these races in Disney, the all kinds of marathon events, and he did the Dopey Challenge, which was 5K, 10K, half, and full for 4 days. And when he told me that, because I don't think would identify as a runner, I thought, well, I can't let you do that alone. I have to be there the next time. What if you get hurt? You know, very big sister of me. So I said, I'm going to do it with you. And I had not run farther than 5 miles before I started training.
Wow.
And so I trained from July to January, and I got the 5K, the 10K, the half, and half of the marathon, which they pulled me for time reasons. I could have kept going. I just didn't quite make the time cut off. So through my training, I've done, you know, countless 5Ks, 4 half marathons, and I'm training again to do the Dopey in 2021. I'm going to get it this time.
That's Kate Brown from Bloomington, who recently wrote a piece for Runner's World called What Brittany Runs a Marathon Gets Wrong About Running While Fat, about her own experiences with body image and fitness. I'm Jolie Sherman.
You can find a link to Kate Brown's piece in Runner's World at our website, wglt.org. Brittany Runs a Marathon was released by Amazon last month.